Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Village Baptist Church. We are so happy to see all of you here with us today and everyone worshiping with us online as well. Before we jump into our many announcements this morning, let's take a few moments, stand up, say hello to our friends and neighbors around us, maybe introduce ourselves to someone that we don't know yet. And after a few minutes, we'll come back together, sing Sweet, Sweet Spirit, and continue on with worship. Like I said, quite a few announcements today, so bear with me. So the Summer Missions Project that we've been talking about for the past several weeks, we have a goal of 50 backpacks for local kids. We only have 2 more weeks to make the backpacks, so please consider helping if you can. There's information in the narthex and in the weekly emails. You can either fill a backpack yourself or you can donate via Tithely. The Vacation Interfaith School is going to be from August 21st to 23rd from 6 to 8 p.m. And that's a really cool program that allows 8 to 12-year-olds to learn about Christian, Jewish, and Muslim faith traditions. We had a successful special business meeting last week where we called our interim pastor, who is here today, Reverend Joel. Very excited to have you back. We also elected the pastoral search committee, which is Darian Boggs, myself, Renee Deering, Ryan Hedgepeth, Casey Malatesta, Dave Thompson, and Judy Woodall. Thank you to all of those who have agreed to serve in that capacity. And from the search committee, there will be a survey about the pastor search process for the congregation that will be sent out soon, so please keep your eyes peeled for that. If you do not have a deacon, please let us know. We would love to have you assigned to a flock. And I saw on my way in this morning, there are hard copies of the current family lists for the deacons back on the table at the back of the sanctuary if you need to have a refresher. A very important announcement. We need some help today to clear the fellowship hall for cleaning this week. The floors are going to be done. So we're looking for big muscles, small muscles, aspirational muscles, whatever kind that you can have. If you can lend some time and help get the hall cleared out today, that would be a huge help. And lastly, and again, welcome to Reverend Joel Hawthorne as our guest pastor today. We're all very happily familiar with Reverend Joel, but if you would like to know more about his awesome background, there is a short bio in the bulletin today. Thank you so much, Reverend Joel, for agreeing to be our interim pastor. This is the day the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad.
Gonna be all right in Christ. It's kind of a zippy little song, so stand up and join me. And you might have to take a little direction from me along the way, so keep an eye peeled. Here we go.
Thank you. Good morning.
Hey, hey, hey.
Good morning. We come now to a time of sharing our blessings and any prayer concerns that you bring with you this morning. I invite you to feel free to share those with us. I know we have to turn the switch and leave some who are watching virtually out of this, but they'll be muted at this point. But for those who are present here today, please feel free to share with me and with each other what you have on your heart today. Well, let's bring back in the people who are watching. Let's be open to the Spirit of God as we bow our heads in prayer together. Lord, we thank you for the beauty of this day. The earth, the heavens, the moon, the stars, animal and human life, all proclaim your power and glory. And on this day, we lift our voices to praise your name. We pray that you would open us up to your presence all around us, that you would open our ears to your still small voice as you speak through us today, through your word and through your world and through each other. Enlarge our hearts, O God, that we might give ourselves to you and to others in the same way that you have given yourself to us. We live in a world with so many needs, a world of weeds. We see it all around us, the hungry, the homeless, the despairing, the sick, and the sorrowing. You've called us to be your presence in the world, so may it be. May we be known as a people that love one another, but more love the community and the world around us. Equip us and strengthen us to go where you want us to go and do what you would have us do. God, inspire us to give a little bit more of ourselves each day for others. We ask that you touch with healing those who are sick and bring comfort to the grieving. We continue to pray for Pastor Emily and Scott and Franklin as they begin a new chapter in their lives. Lord, guide and bless and protect and keep them safe. We pray for the search team that's been formed. Lord, guide them. Lead them to one whose unique gifts and talents will intersect with the unique needs and vision of this church. And God, grant a measure of your grace to each of the needs and the prayer concerns that have been voiced here today. For we ask it in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you.
it's time for the children's story. Hey, good morning. I wanted to talk today about how the air reminds us of God. Have you ever thought about that? Oh, I've got an illustration here. You know, that's the way I do things. Yeah. So what I've got is a jar and some water. Maybe you've seen this demonstration. Something like that. And I'm going to put some of this water in this jar. Okay. Now I'm going to take this piece of cardboard. Yeah. And put it on the top. I'm going to turn it over. Okay. Now, the cardboard's holding the water in, and I'm holding onto the cardboard, but what's going to happen when I let go of the cardboard? It's not going to spill. Why not? Why not? What's holding that water in there? The cardboard. What's holding the cardboard in place? Oh, not gravity in this case. It's the air. The air that's around us is putting pressure on the cardboard and holding it in place. And, you know, that kind of reminds us of God. You know, like the air, God is everywhere. And like the air, we don't see God. We don't see the air around us, but it's there. And, my goodness, the cardboard fell off, but the water didn't come out. What's going on here? Oh my goodness. So what's holding the water in now? It's still the air.
What?
Oh, what? Yeah. But I'll tell you what. The air had a little help. Let me show you. First, I got to get the water out of here. And I do that by tipping it this way. See at the top? I've got a little screen there. That little screen.
Dad, why didn't you show us that?
That would have spoiled all the fun, wouldn't it? Yeah. Like, but the screen, you know, I poured the water right through that screen. Why didn't the water come out? It's because water has a funny property that it wants to stick together. Water can be sticky. It's called something called surface tension. And this little screen allows the water to stick together, and that allows the air to hold the water in place. And, you know, it's still the air that's holding it up. Still reminds us of God, but it also reminds us that although God can do everything, we need to help God. God doesn't want to do everything by God's self, but wants us to be some help. You know, like this screen, we can be God's helpers in this world. Well, how do you do that? Well, you do what God wants you to. You help other people. You're friendly to other people. You do what the things that God wants. And so, next time you take a breath, let's do that. Take a deep breath. That should remind you of God, because God is in us and around us, and we can help God. So let's say a quick prayer. Lord, we thank you that you're here for us, that you're here with us, and that you'll help us, you'll help hold us up in difficult times, and you'll help us to help you do our things to help your work in this world. We do ask all these things in Jesus' name. Okay, thank you for coming up.
Good morning. The song today is Hosanna, Praises Rising. To him be the glory. Praise Praise is rising.
Praise is rising. Praise is rising. Eyes are turning to you. We turn to you. Hope is stirring. Hearts are yearning for you. We long for you. 'Cause when we see you, we find strength to face the day. And in your presence, all our fears are washed away. Washed away. Hosanna. Hosanna. You are the God who saves us. Worthy of all our praises. Hosanna, Hosanna, come have your way among us. We welcome you here, Lord Jesus. Hear the sound of hearts returning to you. We turn to you. In your kingdom, broken lives are made new. You make us new. 'Cause when we see you, we find strength to face the day. And in your presence, all our fears are washed away, washed away. Hosanna, Hosanna. You are the God who saves us, worthy of all our praises. Hosanna, Hosanna. Come have your way among us. We welcome you here, Lord Jesus. Worthy of all our praises. Hosanna, Hosanna. Come have your way among us. We welcome you here, Lord Jesus. Hosanna, Hosanna.
Good morning, Village.
Good morning.
All right, our scripture today comes from Matthew 13, 24 through 30 and 36 through 43. He put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field. But while everybody was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came and said to him, Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did these weeds come from? He answered, an enemy has done this. The slave said to him, then do you want us to go and gather them? But he replied, no, for in gathering the weeds, you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest, and at the harvest time, I will tell the reapers, collect the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn. Then he left the crowds and went into the house, and his disciples approached him, saying, explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field. He answered, the one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man, and the field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all evildoers, and they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, and then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let anyone with ears listen. May God add his blessing to this, his holy word.
Amen. Thank you, Rhonda. I just wanted to say a word in the beginning. I am humbled and very grateful to hear the vote of last week for me to be called as interim pastor. And I just want to say to you that I will do the best that I can. Along with the deacons, to provide congregational care and to try and keep the fires burning that Emily set. Those are big shoes to fill. So again, I thank you for that call and I accept it with great humility. Will you pray with me? God, take my lips and speak through them. Take our minds and think through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire for love of you. Amen. How many snap judgments have you made today? I made about 20 just driving over here when I looked at the traffic. Snap judgments, there's nothing necessarily wrong with them, but sometimes they can have a very negative connotation. Maybe we assumed something about someone that we should not have. Maybe we leveled a criticism unfairly. Perhaps we passed judgment on someone without having the necessary information or the right facts before we jump to a verdict. Oh, we all make snap judgments. And sometimes those snap judgments are made simply on the basis of observable behavior. Sometimes because of the clothes someone wears, or the way they speak, or the color of their skin, their political party, or the car that they drive, or the part of town they hail from. You know, sometimes we just make snap judgments because we want to lift ourselves up. and put others down. My dad passed on about 50 years ago. And he had something he used to say to me, my brother and sister, almost ad nauseum. He would say, there's so much good in the worst of us, and so much bad in the best of us. It hardly behooves any of us to find any fault with the rest of us. And yet we often do find fault. Based on externals, based on first impressions. Well, today's lesson is what they call an agrarian parable. You had one of those last week. It's about wheat and weeds, or as it's often said, wheat and tares. I don't really know much about wheat, to be honest. Pretty well versed in weeds. I have a flower bed in my backyard, and it's in constant need of weeding because Terry and I constantly ignore it. We just don't like to weed. But this story is about wheat and weeds. Jesus told them a parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. And while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed seeds among the wheat and went away. And when the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. Fast forward, and the wheat has grown, and the servants who work in the fields come to the farmer, and they make a snap judgment. Did you sow good seeds? If you did, why are there so many weeds in the field? They wanted an explanation. They wanted to judge someone. They wanted to hold someone accountable. And Jesus says the world, the field, that field is like a world. It's full of weeds. It's flawed. It's corrupt. It's kind of a mess. And to their credit, these workers want to go out and pull those weeds. We do too. And the farmer says, no, not yet. Not yet. Now, that is not what we would hope to hear from this farmer, I would think. We would expect him to say, oh, absolutely, get out there and pull, 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 pull weeds until you can't pull anymore. Clean up that mess. But instead, he says, no, let the wheat and the weeds grow together until the harvest. Just be patient. Wait. Now, if we read any newspaper or watch any newscast with mind and heart, we know this is true in our day. The world is a weed-filled mess, and we want to, or we want someone else to pull those weeds, but wait, it's not that easy. I've learned this week that wheat, as it begins to grow, looks like a slender green blade. But I've also learned there are varieties of weeds that look very similar when they start to grow. So it's really hard sometimes to tell the difference between the wheat and the weeds. It takes time, and it takes knowledge, and it takes experience so that you know the difference between the two. And sometimes it takes so much time. You see, the problem is the roots of the wheat and the weeds get entangled. So if you try to pull out the weeds too quickly, you might also pull out or do damage to the wheat. So here the farmers say, be patient. And it's hard to be patient. For example, we look at some people and say, they must be wheat. We look at other people and say, oh, they must be weeds. Jesus may be saying to us, slow down. Be patient. God's got this. Michael Reniger is a priest down in the Richmond area. He has a unique way of communicating this idea. Father Reniger says, and I quote, you're walking through town and you see a young woman dressed in crazy colors and she's got an earring in her tongue. Well, that's all we need to know to pass judgment, isn't it? Or we see a homeless man, unkempt and unclean, and we say to ourselves, we know all there is to know about him, enough to pass judgment. He's gay. That's all we need to know. She's divorced. That's all we need to know. They're Muslim, they're Mexican, they're Jewish, they're immigrants. That's all we need to know. He drinks. She is unfaithful. They don't go to church. That's all we need to know. She watches Fox News. He watches CNN. That's all we need to know to pass judgment. We are so quick to judge. And tell me why it is that people believe that we need to weigh in with our opinion when it comes to the weeds in someone else's life. When it comes to judging, God's got this. Friends, we are not called to be weed whackers. As it turns out, the wheat and the weeds just grow together, side by side. And if we make ourselves judge and jury, we may not be able to tell the difference between the wheat and the weeds. And if we judge and insist on judging prematurely, we may pull out a weed, but take the wheat with it and do more harm than good. I don't happen to believe that this farmer enjoyed having weeds in his field. I mean, who does? But it's just the farmer's way of getting rid of the weeds in his field, and his way involved patience and forbearance and grace. And this is closely akin, is it not, to God's way of dealing with weeds or with evil, with patience and forbearance and grace. And at root, excuse the pun, this parable is a parable in which the farmer postpones judgment. And I see it as a parable that's really struggling with our impatience, with God's amazing and sometimes exasperating forbearance. I struggle with this idea of waiting. Do you? I really do. Excuse the pun again, it kind of goes against my grain. Our world is in such dire straits. And Jesus' counsel to us here seems to be, let the weeds go. Let them go. Now we see all the injustice around us, the poverty and the violence and the brokenness. The counsel here flies in the face of basic human decency. Just let the weeds take over. I tell you, much in the news today, this week really, has been about children being trafficked. Much in the news for quite a few months now has been the story of our young people, more than 100,000 losing their lives because of fentanyl. And I want with all my heart for those weeds to be pulled immediately, if not sooner. Is that what this is saying? Just sit on your hands? No. No, I don't hear Jesus saying that. I don't hear him saying that we have to give in to the evils we deplore. But he does say, let them grow together. Wheat and weed, let them grow together until the harvest. Let them grow together. There's a time when they'll be separated from the weeds, but only God can judge which is which. In the meantime, we who are planted in God's field are counseled not to judge, but to be patient. By the way, those words, let them grow, can also be translated as forgive them. You find those same words in Luke's gospel where Jesus says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Forgive them. Even on the cross, Jesus was not going to pull weeds. He suffered without inflicting suffering. Forgive the weeds? Love the weeds? It's not easy. You remember what Apostle Paul said? We are not to be overcome by evil, but to come overcome evil with good. As we focus on loving all people and witnessing to the amazing grace of God in Jesus Christ. Simply put, you and I are called to be the best wheat we can be. We're to love and to forgive, to spend our time as you do in caring ministries that can help turn weeds into wheat. We do what we can do to crowd out the weeds. A number of years ago, columnist David Brooks interviewed a young politician named Barack Obama. It was a very genial conversation, and Brooks discerned that Mr. Obama read a lot of books. Suddenly, Brooks asked just out of the blue, said, have you ever read the theologian Reinhold Niebuhr? And Obama sat straight up and he said, I love him. He's one of my favorite philosophers. And Brooks said, well, what do you take away from him? And with a rush of words, Obama said, I take away the compelling idea that there is serious evil in the world and hardship and pain. We should be humble and modest in our belief that we can eliminate those things, but we should not use that as an excuse for cynicism or inaction. I take away the sense that we have to make these efforts knowing that they're hard. We can't swing from naive idealism to bitter realism. We don't have to go around naively saying everything is wonderful, everything is hunky-dory, but neither do we have to throw up our hands in despair and declare, woe is me, there's nothing we can do. We're doomed. This parable ends with a promise of judgment, that's true, but not as a threat, as a gracious promise. Because one day, by and by, evil will get its due, and the righteous will shine like the sun, and God will bring the harvest at the end of the age. The weeds will be burned up, justice will win the day, but it will be on God's timetable, not ours. God's got this. In the meantime, we focus on being strong, healthy, nourishing wheat, doing what you all do so well, going the second mile, shocking the socks off people with your generosity, turning the other cheek, loving unconditionally, This is the power of the gospel unleashed in a world that is sad and mad and often bad and has no clue what life in Christ is really all about. They reject so easily what they don't even understand. How life-changing God's grace can be. My friends, I encourage you to just refuse to get caught up this week in any other way than the way Jesus began 2,000 years ago. His way is like a farmer who sowed good seed, believing that one day God would harvest and gather a beautiful harvest, gathering it from the choices that we make to live out the good news of Christ. Let us be among those who spend our lives loving, giving, caring, and growing. Will you pray with me? God, we're so grateful that you have this world in your hands. We're thankful that you are judge and jury and not us, that you are mercy and love. And we confess that we can be so weedy at times. So let your word take root in our lives, in our hearts. May our love for you and for others help to squeeze out the weeds in the world. May our love help to fuel compassionate ministries that can help turn weeds into wheat. And strengthen us, Lord, to be like tall stalks of wheat shining in the sun. Well, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. This closing hymn has a great deal of meaning for me. It was written by my predecessor at Montgomery Hills Baptist Church in Silver Spring. And it was chosen as the theme hymn for the annual meeting of the American Baptist Churches of the USA back in 1985. And it speaks to me of God's call for us as wheat to be growing and to be God's holy people, to let the love of God shine through. So I share it with you today with the prayer that this hymn will speak to you as well. Let's stand and sing together, loving, giving, caring, growing. The words are in your bulletin and on the screen.
Thank you.
receive the benediction. And now, my dear brothers and sisters, may the grace and peace of Jesus Christ go with you on your journey, wherever he may take you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you in the storm. And one day may he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into these doors. Amen.